Got some people from all over the world here in different areas, so we'll this might kind of explain a little bit about who I am, maybe. And I was 21 years old, y'all. All I wanted was a stripper girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. Be careful of the things you wish for. You might get them. There was a nightclub in Dallas. It's called Mother Blues. It's where Lightning Hopkins played and Freddie King even paid some dues. And all the dealers and gamblers and young white hipsters, they all made the scene. The girl at the door who checked IDs was just 16. It was not a place for law-abiding citizens. Jackie Jones, he had him a habit. He just couldn't stop. He'd give me $500 and I'd sell him a Les Paul gold top. I drove my daddy's car down to Ross Avenue and I sold it. Guess I should have told him, alluded to the police, that someone stole it. It was just the first of many bad decisions I was to make for the next 40 years. But I had me a guitar. Well, I tell you what, you people being here looking at you and looking at each and every one of you, I know that you understand that the real nightlife begins after the clubs close, what they call after hours. So there I was, 21 years old, and I had me this guitar, and there's this club called Mother Blues, and I go over there and hang out. And this is what happened one night. At 2 a.m. and everybody's gone but the band, the dealers, and Jack Jones. And the girls from the Landing Strip Club come over after they put their clothes back on. So I'm at my blues and I'm sitting on an amp. I'm playing Twist and Shout. And this tall drink of water walking looks like she might have to shoot her way out. She come up to me and says, "You know anything good on that guitar?" I didn't say nothing, I just kept on playing. She said, "You ever heard this song called Poke Salad, Danny?" I just kept on playing that guitar. She said, "Every time I hear that song, my insides feel like warm butter, and I just want to take off my clothes and dance around in my underwear." I said, "Down in Louisiana, where the alligator grows so mean." Yeah, I know I'm not too proud of myself, but yeah. So we hit it off. We hit it off, me and this dancer. We did. We hit it off like a metaphor. Like a metaphor for a hydrogen bomb. We was enriched uranium, supercritical mass. We was a chain reaction. It was a love and lust, mostly lust, but a mutual attraction. So there I was, boys, at 21 years old. I had it all. I had me a fine stripper girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. The future, it looked promising. But there were dark clouds on the horizon. She was a beautiful girl, but she liked to drink tequila and take Tylenols. And I come home 4 or 5 times and she'd been drunk and she's called my Les Paul. So we broke up and she went to Hollywood. She married an actor. She got a job dancing on the Hudson Brothers TV show in Modern Lipstick for Max. I'm glad she done all right, I really am. You know, I got over and I'm glad she kind of got things together, you know. And like I say, I'm glad she done all right. Well, now me, I never busted through the gates into the big time as a rock and roll star. For 40 years, I just carried around an old gold-top guitar. But love and fate are mysterious things in this funky old world. You see, it was 20 years ago in February, I married that Mother Blues door girl. We had us a boy, and he's 17 years old now, and he's playing guitar. And kind of the reason I wrote this song is, you know, I don't know if he's gonna hang his life on a guitar or not. You know, he plays guitar. He's my full-time guitar player when he's not in school or he gets grounded. But the reason I wrote this song was about 6-7 months ago. Tony Joe White called me up, and he said, "Ray, I hear your boy playing guitar on your new record." And him playing the lead guitar on Wasp's Nest and Pots and Pans, and I said, "Yes, sir, it is." And he said, "Wasn't that him playing on the old guitar on that other record that you had before that?" And I said, "Yes, sir." "Isn't that him playing guitar on the song Wasp's Nest?" And I said, "Yeah, that's him playing guitar." And he said, "Will you tell that boy that he playing the bona fide blues and the rock and roll truth?" And that made me feel good. It really did, you know. So I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful for that. I'm very grateful you people coming out here today, and I'm very honored and grateful to share the stage with Rick Richards right there. I tell you what, just laying it down. You know, here I am in this old cat, but I'm very, like I say, I'm very grateful I can write these old songs and run around the world and play them and have a pretty good time. And I got some good things going on right now, so I'm very grateful. And the days that I keep my gratitude higher than my expectations, I have really good days. Good days. Thank you very much, Mr. Rick Richards. Thank you. Good day. Thank you. Great day.